The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure packed together, shaken down and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. I think the words of Jesus in today's gospel are the most challenging words that he ever spoke. Forgive. Lend, don't expect repayment. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. You might think, well, that's not possible. Is it truly impossible? Our first reading, and that's way before the time of Jesus, is a good example how David loved his enemy. His enemy is Saul, who was out to kill him just because he was afraid and jealous that the people love David more than him and they make him king. And David had more than one opportunity to kill him, and he did not. He did not, because he trusted there's a God who is a just judge that will repay everyone according to their deeds. I wanted to think for a moment, if everyone in the world, okay, let's not say everyone, the majority of the people in the world lived the words that you heard today, would the world be a better world than it is today or worse? I think it would be a better. See, the problem is not with religion. Everybody blames religion for what's going on in the world. The problem is the religious people don't live the words of the religious leaders. For us as Christians, as Catholics, it's the word of Christ. Most religions call us to the same thing. To be caring, compassionate, forgiving, to live together in peace. The problem is not religion. The problem is us. We don't trust that this is a better way than the way we choose, we think it's better, and that's an eye to an eye and for tooth for a tooth. Today here in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we have the opportunity to live these words, to be generous, to give without expecting repayment. Not to love our enemies, but to love our brothers and sisters, Catholics in other parishes in the Archdiocese through the Together in Mission campaign as one we believe. Some of you, if you're not familiar with Together in Mission, it's an annual appeal in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles where every parish is expected to raise 10% of their offertory, our Sunday collections, to help the poor parishes and schools in the Archdiocese that are not able to pay their bills, are not able to keep their doors open without financial help. We're asked not to judge, not to condemn, why can they do it, and we can, but to give, to be generous. Because it's not about paying the bills. It's about the lives of the people, children, teenagers, adults, seniors, who through your generosity can touch their lives and bring Jesus into their lives and make him a reality. Truly, the risen Lord present in the world today. Holy Family has always been very generous in raising even beyond the goal, and thank you for your generosity. But together, let's watch this short video about a parish, St. Aloysius, and how your donations help them continue to keep their doors open for their school, their parish, especially during this COVID time. And if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, Father Luis shared with us another parish, his parish, St. Agnes. There is many parishes who are struggling because of their circumstances, and they depend on us to help them. So let's watch this video together.
The school means so much to us, and they feel so connected and supported here.
I found my faith in this community. It is just the place where I, you know, I can feel home, close to God.
The people understand that to be a community, some days you need help, you receive with humility. And some days you are called upon giving, and you give with generosity, you know, out of whatever you have.
This is like a really well community where you can make friends. You don't have to hide who you are.
We have teachers who've been here 20 years, 15 years, 17 years. I mean, so very veteran teachers who are dedicated to the school.
My children come here, so they love it here.
The school means so much to us, and they feel so connected and supported here.
We classify ourselves as a blended learning school. So in 2014, we were asked by Loyola Marymount University to join their blended learning program. So we were one of three schools that went through 2 years of pretty extensive training.
So the students are in rotations and they're working either in a small group or with a teacher or cooperatively with a pair or on technology of some sort. We have many different resources that we use online. So I have sixth graders that are coming in that are really struggling. And to see where they end at eighth grade and that they're ready for high school and they're ready to go on into regular algebra classes, it's really great for the kids to see, like, this is where they started and this is where they are now.
So no matter their learning style or learning needs, their needs are being met. The teachers noticed that they were more excited to go to their math class because they were up and they were moving and they were doing things with their hands and they were just learning in different ways.
We've had many students over my years here that have gone on to Ivy League universities as well as one that's currently being recruited by NASA.
And we've had students come back from high school who have told us that they, especially in math, they're testing years beyond where they should be. So we have most of our eighth graders graduated at a 11th grade math level.
I've been going to St. Aloysius since first grade, so this is my eighth year here. And I think the community in the school is just great because everybody knows everyone and it's just very easy to get along.
It is a Title I school, which allows for a whole lot of additional services that the kids around here need, which includes tutoring, which includes counseling, which includes really very personal relationships with everyone from the principals to the assistants that are all around, especially all the teachers. So it's been 6 years of wraparound services in addition to a Catholic education, which I don't think you can beat.
About 90% of our students qualify for free or reduced lunch. About 90% of our families also receive tuition assistance. This is a safe space for our families, and this is a second home for our kids. We can integrate Catholic teaching into all aspects. It's not just our religion class that the students receive once a day. If someone's struggling, we can pray together, and we can come together as a community through Christ to talk about what's going on and to console one another. There's just something about working in the Catholic environment. You really feel that it's part of your family, and these kids feel that we're part of their family.
I really felt a calling to be at a Catholic elementary school because I know the importance that it played in my life. And so I just really love the fact that I get the chance to do that here.
So it's not a secret that we're receiving the benefits of the Together mission, and we're very grateful. You see it. You see it all around the school.
We are one of the institutions that are key in forging a better life for the citizens in this neighborhood. Most of our parishioners are Spanish-speaking. We have several communities that gather weekly to pray, to read the Bible. They work very hard so that people who maybe don't speak the language, they can have experience of community, experience that helps them build their family.
Hace 20 años que yo llegué en esta comunidad. Yo llegué a mi primer misa cuando yo llegué a este país. Aquí conocí a mi esposo, aquí nos casamos, aquí se han hecho todos sus sacramentos nuestros hijos. Es como familia, donde quiera que vamos hay alguien que conocemos y es de aquí.
One of the things I like about this parish is that we do have ministries available for those who wish to volunteer. As a couple, we do the RCA for adults currently. We're also ministers of the Eucharist, but also the sense that there is a community.
Cuando necesitamos algo, siempre ellos nos ayudan. O sea, aquí estamos para servir a Dios y a los demás, y dando nuestro granito de arena.
It doesn't matter how much need you have, there's always someone else that needs more than you. And so being here, there's always an opportunity to help in different ways.
Our Lord gives me so much every day. I'm alive. Just today alone is a gift. How can I not give back? How can I not give just a very, very little of what He gives to me? So we need the support from programs such as Together in Mission to help us financially to fulfill those needs in our community.
I am, you know, also surprised that every time there's a campaign of some sort, a need of some sort, a good number of people here that are probably not that well off economically, and they just make the commitment and they participate in fundraisers, they do whatever they need to do to give. It's just who we are.
We are blessed with the Together in Mission program because it helps us a great deal to have religious education programs, to support our school. Without the funds of Together in Mission, we will not be able to continue spreading the good news of Jesus Christ the way that we can do these days.
If you have given to Together in Mission in the past, you should have already received a mailing going to your home with a pledge card in it. If you have not mailed that card yet or you haven't given before, I hope you consider making a pledge, commitment this morning here in the church. And I want to thank all of you again who helped Holy Family always exceed its goal in the previous years. Our goal for this year is over $190,000. So at this moment, I'd like you to, in the pews, in the back pockets, there should be an envelope like this. If you need an envelope or a pen, please raise your hand and the ushers will walk down the aisles and give you one. Again, for anyone who has not already mailed their pledge payment to the Together in Mission office, there is three different ways that you can give. You can just fill out, you know, the information on the card on the back of the flap of the envelope. Or also, if you notice, there's a QR code here. You can use your phone, get your phone out, scan it, and then you can enter the same information electronically if you don't want to leave any paperwork trail with your information. A third way you can do is also by looking at the orange box at the bottom and going to the website of Together in Mission. Together, and the website is togetherinmission.org/give. Those of you who are watching us on social media, you can also join in this campaign by using your iPad, your iPhones, or other, you know, computers to go to togetherinmission.org/give and give to this campaign. The first four lines are basic information, your name and address, your, you know, email address, your phone number, home or cell. Please give us full information and write legibly so they can transpose the information into the computers. And they use this information to keep you updated on your payments, your pledge, how much you paid, how much is left, and the end of the year to give you the tax letter that you need for your tax purposes. So fill out that information. And please give us complete information. If there's an apartment number, then put the apartment number and make sure you put the zip code, because you could be living outside of South Pasadena. Then the fifth line, it says, credit my gift to parish, and that's to Holy Family, because like I said, each parish has to meet its goal. So make sure you put down Holy Family. There is different ways that you can give. You can just make a pledge today and then pay later. You can make a one-time payment, whatever amount you pledge, just write one check, you know, one time between the campaign goes from now till December. Or you can make 10 payments over 10 months. So for example, if you pledge $700, you can pay $70 a month for 10 months. But also you can make a recurring payment. If you pledge $700, you can pay $70 a month every month till you tell them to stop. So make sure you indicate how you want to pay. You don't have to send any money today if you don't want to. And then on this side of the envelope, there's some amounts listed, a total amount and how much that amount comes to if you're making 10 installments. And then there is another box under it with a blank, and if you want to pay a different amount, you can check that box and please write the amount there. Because if you don't write the amount, we don't know what you're pledging, what's your pledge. So check how you want to make your pledge payment, once, over 10 months, or a recurring payment. Also, you can pay by credit card. And in the bottom of the line, it asks you for your credit card information. If you want to write a check, your checks should be made to Together in Mission. And then on this side, after you mark which amount you want or put down something for other, if you want to make any payments today, whether cash or check, you can put them inside of the envelope, subtract them from the amount you're pledging, and that will give you the remaining total of your pledge. If you you're making a payment, make sure you put it inside of the envelope, then close the envelope, and you can put it in the collection basket at the regular time. On behalf of more than the 15,000 students and their families attending the schools this campaign supports, as well as the approximate 525,000 families living in the 67 parish communities and 75 Catholic schools that will benefit from your generosity, we would like to thank you for your support. And on behalf of all of us here at Holy Family, also we want to thank you for your support and for helping us each year to exceed our goal. And we know that we'll do the same thing this year. So thank you and God bless.